Welcome to the Love, Sex and Freedom podcast. This is where you're going to discover how to bring awakening into the body and into everyday life through powerful tantric teachings. Get ready to release, open and step into your true power.
The transparency that you're able to feel within you is equal to the transparency that you'll be able to bring to another. And how transparent you are is really how willing you are to get beyond the story and actually feel what's underneath. And a lot of the time, my experience with myself and with my clients is that desires are either there so that they don't have to feel rejected or fail, or the desires are there and then there is the fear of rejection and failure. And, you know, it comes up every time I have a new desire. So right now, like what's seeding with Tara and I is that we want to find some land and establish embodied awakening headquarters, build community, and then have different communities around the globe. And the point held by these different communities around the globe are from different people who meet us and really want to feel the soul family that they're feeling in retreats and that vibration all the time. Because for me at the moment, like if I think I've got everything that I want, and it's like, it's almost like the more that your desires become manifest, then you can desire the bigger stuff that's more connected in with humanity and service. That's my experience. And I always feel sad when people are going home to a completely different life than the retreat. And I know in my heart that if people have community and somewhere to come to and they can just live the teachings and feel what it's like to be in a vibration of transparency and honesty. And, you know, the retreat really gives you that. You've got a week of that. So it becomes a part of you. My first tantra retreat completely changed my life. But then I went back into my life and I was like, fuck. And I had to change everything. And when I'm envisioning community at the moment and having a felt sense of that in my body, all sorts of fears are coming up. All sorts of different fears. And so I need to go into that and I need to feel those contractions and listen to them. And maybe it's something valid. It's like, that I need to address. And so, you know, there was a point 2 years ago where the community vision stopped because when I was feeling it, I was feeling really tired. And there was a strong fear that all the energy I already give everyone, that's going to become even more and I'm just going to get lost in that. And that would have been the reality. But in the last 2 years, when I've really been prioritizing my pleasure, even listening to my yes and my no at a whole new level, I can trust myself for that not to happen. So now the vision has come back. And this is the amazing thing when you're really on a path of looking at your desires, feeling into them, not suppressing anything in them anymore. Magically, by allowing all the contraction and expansion, life just takes you where you're meant to be. And when you work through something, something comes back in again. It's like, okay, that's clearer now. And the curiosity of your desires ought to always be, where is this coming from? So close your eyes right now. And if your desires are not conditional upon anything for you to be worthy of them, if your authentic embodiment and authentic expression is not something in some future, some woman in the future who's authentically embodied, it's not that fucking hard. It's just tuning in and being who you are. Here we are. We're all capable of authenticity right in this moment, just by virtue of being connected to something deeper than the mind. So right now, bring all of your allegiance and devotion to the body. And check it out. What do I desire with career, with relationships, with money? Really check it out. And now I want you to connect with your yoni, which is the tantric term for pussy. I love the word pussy. You, whatever word you love, and just breathe into her. Breathe into this space. And, you know, there's advanced practices to connect with the yoni, connect with the heart. In the practitioner training and in our Sacred Sexuality online course, I strongly recommend you build a strong relationship with your pussy. This is such an incredible shift that happens. So bring your hands to her. I want you to just start breathing into her and letting out sound. Let her be involved in the contemplation of what you truly desire. Just breathe into her, feel the energy of your base chakra, your pussy, moving through your entire body. Maybe just start to move the body, undulate the spine like a serpent. Just feel this wave-like energy. Feel into the womb. Keep the attention on your yoni as you breathe down into her. And as you breathe out, feel that energy flowing, womb and heart. What is it that you truly, truly desire? And ask yourself, why am I desiring this? Am I desiring it because I'm afraid of losing love? Am I desiring it to get validation? Am I desiring it to escape? Is this really good for me? And check it out. Start to contemplate the intention of your desires. Also start to contemplate, what do you desire when you're living in openness? When the fears are still there, it's not about denying those fears, but you're expressing from openness. You're feeling your desire from openness, and you're not afraid to the point that you're not going to do it in case you get rejected or in case you fail. That actually you're worthy of your deepest desires that are based in what is best for you. What is best for you? What serves you? And it's different for everyone. What's best for me is different to what's best for you. You know, Tara and I were just chatting and I was saying what's best for me at the beginning of a relationship is definitely to give my man complete freedom because I like to feel that the full choice is for me. It's just something I have in my body. I have to give my man freedom. But for her, it might be different, that her authentic truth is that she wants a closed container from the beginning or no connecting. And so the guru, the teacher, your friend, don't let anyone else get involved. You trust your body. You trust yourself. You keep feeling, what is it that you desire? What is it that you desire? What would fucking light you up? And are you worthy of that? I remember when I felt into my desire to be on stage and have more people in front of me, hundreds of people. And there's a different energy that drops into me of service when I have that. And I also just love to be in the limelight. I'm like, oh, you're good enough, this and this and this. So if in what you desire, you're feeling all of that, let yourself feel that. And then go, of course I'm fucking good enough, right? You're worthy of everything you desire. And where is that intention coming from? Is it coming from wanting validation? Is it coming because someone said to me, you ought to be on stage? Or is it coming from a deep place that I don't even understand, that's just this authentic desire from my body? And can I not suppress that? Can I express that? Can I feel that? Can I share it with Tara and Matisse? Open to the possibilities of that. And am I also okay if that doesn't manifest? Do I still feel worthy? And this is another piece. Can you feel all your desires and not let them be a source of, unless I have this, I don't feel whole, or I'm going to be devastated? Can you come from this whole place of, I'm already whole, I'm already loving myself, I'm already feeling good, and this is just a bonus that I'm not attached to, but that I would love? Feeling your desires. Breathing into your yoni. And I want you to bring your hands to your heart now. You know, we've had a lot of betrayal and disappointment in our lives, maybe a lot of rejection and disappointment. I want you to just start rubbing your heart and feeling all the protection around it, that's scared of losing your identity, that's scared of trauma repeating, that if you're in your openness, listening to your desire and following it, that you're going to, the fears of losing love, of being hurt, not being good enough, all of that. And just imagine that underneath this protection that you're touching right now, and really massage the heart, that there lies an openness to the life that you are destined to live, your supreme destiny of your most amazingly alive, well-lived life. Can we take a more feminine approach to life? And yes, our masculine's going to provide all the structures for this. Or you're going to delegate someone else to do soul-centered business. Fucking do it. It will change your life. You've got it. Do it. Okay, so start to breathe a little deeper. And just feel what's underneath that armor, the disappointments, the failure. When you put yourself on the line and you've been rejected, when you've followed your heart, it hasn't turned out. And also feel all the joy that was in that, you know, all the beauty that was in that. What's underneath all that protection? Underneath this armor, underneath this guardedness, is your authentic openness. A lot of your suppression comes from protecting yourself, from having to feel this trauma from your past of being abused, of being rejected, of being abandoned. I've been betrayed, disappointed, rejected 1,000 times before, and it's all been worth it. And I might be disappointed and rejected and fail 1,000 times more. And that's okay, because I know that I can hold myself in that. And I want you to all feel this power that you have within you, to live life to the fullest, because you know that when you fall, you've got you. This is your primary relationship. You always have a man to catch you. That's your inner man. Feel your primary relationship in your spine. Feel your own internal masculine who's there for you always, who's supporting you always, who's holding that silent space of non-resistance for what you're feeling that is beyond the story that you're running. Feel an authenticity that's deeper than any story about what's happening externally. And you melt that armor. So start to imagine that that armor is falling away, and you can use your hands. Look at me if you want, and what I'm doing at any time. And just imagine that that armor is coming off and that you can live as openness, authentically, just sharing what it is that you're desiring, being your true self. And that true self is different to anyone else. You don't have to be like anyone else. You don't have to listen to anyone else. You can listen with openness and test it out, but you know your authentic truth. So just release all of that guardedness, all of that protection that suppresses you. And when you do this, you have to just feel what's underneath it, the fear that's underneath being fully you, fear that's underneath following your desires. What if I fail? What if you do? You've got this incredible power within you to hold that and be with that and see what that's pointing you to and trusting that. Because no failure is a failure. It's just bringing you closer to what is meant to be. If you're living in your authenticity, there is no failure. What if you put yourself out there, follow your desire to start showing up more, and you don't get heaps of likes or comments or you feel rejected? It's okay, you can feel that. And then you can feel, what am I doing to myself right now? Am I abandoning myself? Am I calling myself a failure? And instead, hold yourself in that and be with that and remind yourself that your self-worth is not dependent upon the validation that you're getting outside. Your self-worth is, how worthy are you making yourself feel by feeling the fear of rejection, the fear of losing your identity, the fear of failure, the fear of losing love? Authentically, honestly, openly, feeling the real stuff underneath the story and moving forward anyway. So when your worth for something is not dependent on you getting anywhere, your worthiness to create an album, your worthiness to create a program, your worthiness to be with a man that's actually in full resonance with you and your equal. What if none of that was dependent upon anything, that you're worthy now, that you're an authentically embodied woman now? You are not a lady in waiting, the princess waiting. You are a fucking queen. You are a queen, and the queen is in service to her people, and the majority of her energy can go there because she's not wasting energy in stories about what anyone else is doing, saying how they're going to respond. She is self-sourced. Her expression comes from the authenticity of a being who is feeling truth irrespective of her audience, whether that audience is large or one person, irrespective of her audience. And she knows that whatever the result is, she can handle that. She can handle that. Keep feeling into your desires. And if there's any beliefs that are telling you that that desire is not okay. Your desire for money, your desire for great sex, your desire to have a beautiful home, your desire to attract a certain tribe or beloved. Any beliefs that come into that, oh, you shouldn't be focused on a beloved, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, money is evil, whatever it is. Can you just let all of that go? If your desires are not creating more suppression, if your desires aren't an avoidance of what's here now, they are holy desires. And they are bringing you closer to God, to the divine. They're bringing you close to living a life that's aligned with your pleasure, your joy, your ease, your service. And you deserve that. So let's imagine again when there's no conditions on what we desire, when we know that we can handle whatever emotions come up in following that, our rejection, our failure, not feeling good enough, whatever it is, that we know we're fundamentally worthy, that we trust our authentic expression and our embodiment, and that we can handle that. And that it's just showing us what exits need to happen in life for other entries. We are trusting the current of our desires. We are trusting our authentic truth more than anything else. This is the path of the courageous warrior who faces the death of her identity. This is the path of the orgasmic lover who follows her pleasure and her joy and her aliveness and doesn't compromise on that. This is the path of the priestess who is in co-creation with the divine. This is the path of the mother who is tuning into that little girl and honoring her, tuning into what she needs and giving her that. And this is the path of the queen who is no longer waiting, who is not like the princess, focused on the shadow princess, focused on anything saving her, anyone being an enemy, waiting for anything. What do you truly desire? And hear the voices of your mother, of your grandmother, of anyone else that yourself that is saying it's not okay to desire that. Also feel the part of you that's scared to desire that. And what I like to do is any contraction that comes up, I feed it with the expansion of my felt sense and vision. So start to breathe a bit deeper, move the body, have your hand on your heart, and really become openness for a moment. Just become openness. Let go now. Just feel the body. Breathe into your pussy. And go. We're going to go on a little journey again. Just imagine that you are being visited. You're being visited. This light is coming to you, and this light is the flame of your authentic self. And she is coming to you, and she's buzzing around, and you can feel her And she's going to take you into another world that is here right now. There are two timelines happening right now, the timeline you're in and another timeline of limitlessness and the life that you're stepping into. And we're coming from this life is already amazing. I'm so grateful for everything that is here. And when I see, when I'm taken by this spark of my unique, authentic embodiment of my fully expressed self, who's owning her desires as holy, where does she take me? Where do I go? What do I dare to see what my life looks like? Do I dare to have the highest standards possible, not from my mind, of what I think that looks like, but of my body when I'm led from this fire, the spark of my soul, of my spirit? Where is she taking me? What do I really desire? In what circumstances, with whom, do I feel most at one with God, at one with love, at one with resonance of truth, resonance of joy and ease? What is my most beautiful, truthful, receiving edge? What am I receiving? What am I receiving from my beloved? What am I receiving from the home I live in? What am I receiving from my home? What is it that I truly want to receive? Put your body in charge of your creation. You are worthy of that now. You don't have to wait for this. You can start to feel into the reality of this. So breathing into your body. How would you feel if this truth, this receivership was your reality now? Right now. What is happening when you just let yourself feel in your body the life that is most aligned with your joy, ease, pleasure, and service? You get to have that. You get to have that. Feel that right now. You get to have that.
Thanks for listening to the Love, Sex, and Freedom podcast. For more great free resources, in-person and online workshops, and our retreats, find us on Instagram and Facebook at Embodied Awakening Academy or visit embodiedawakeningacademy.com.